We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're going to go to the Western Hotline, and we'll talk more about the conference championships with Judy Batista from NFL Network. And you can catch Judy and cohorts Sunday morning. Get ready for the doubleheader with NFL Game Day Sunday morning at 9 o'clock on NFL Network. Judy, it's Howard and Jeremy here in Buffalo. Good morning. Thanks for coming on with us today.
Good morning, guys. How's it going there?
It's good. Are you struggling with an AFC championship without Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, or Ben Roethlisberger? Do reporters know how to cover games without them at this point?
I have to say it's kind of weird that, like, Tom Brady went out so quickly. Like, there's been no real Patriots news for 2 weeks now. It's a little strange. It'll be a lot of fun, though, to have new stuff to write about at the Super Bowl. I got to be honest. It'll be cool.
It's if you looked at the four teams left, Judy, best storyline, like we were thinking, is it Andy Reid trying to get his first ring? What do you think would be the best overall storyline of the weekend going into the games?
I do think Andy Reid, I think the sentiment around the NFL, like, if you're not with one of the other three teams that are in the conference championship games this weekend, like, right, I think you're probably rooting for Andy Reid if you're somebody in the NFL right now. So I do think Andy getting to the Super Bowl and potentially winning a Super Bowl is probably would be one of the biggest storylines. If they make it, that's going to be, I think, the dominant storyline of Super Bowl week is, can Andy Reid finally win a Super Bowl? He's done everything else. He's respected and loved, and he's got an incredible coaching tree. So this is all that's missing. It would be, you know, the icing on the cake for his resume. Not that he really needs any more icing on the cake, but I think there'd be a lot of sentiment hoping for Andy Reid to win. And then, you know, the other stuff, like, you know, we're sort of overlooking, like, Aaron Rodgers finally getting a chance to win another Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The Niners going from awful last year to the brink of a Super Bowl and their incredible defense. So I think there's a lot of storyline. Obviously, if Tennessee makes it, wow,
yeah,
you know, out of nowhere. So I think there's a lot of good storylines. And again, like, I'm sort of excited because there's a lot of new, fresh stuff. And that's kind of fun.
I think it's fun. You're right. With Tennessee, it's really interesting, Judy, if you look at it. The, you know, here they are in the final week of the regular season needing a win to clinch the wild card spot. And so they get that, and now they're in, and they do the old six-seed run here, taking out New England, taking out Baltimore, and would be, what, this the third six-seed to ever get to the Super Bowl if they win on Sunday. It would be quite the run they would have had here, knocking off the top three seeds in the conference after not even clinching a spot until the final week of the season.
Yeah, and don't forget, late in the season, they needed the Pittsburgh Steelers to sort of mess up. Remember,
yeah,
late in the season, the Steelers were in that spot, the sixth spot, and then they lost. So they needed the Steelers to lose to have a path in. It's remarkable. And then they've knocked out, I mean, obviously they knocked out the Patriots, and that's huge, even if, you know, this did not look like the caliber of Patriots team that we've seen in the past. But then taking out the number one seed in Baltimore, completely shutting down that offense, that I think was the stunner, even more than winning in Foxborough. And now, you know, again, they're going to have to take out another top offense. But I don't put anything past the Tennessee Titans after watching them the last 2 weeks. I've been at their games each of the last 2 weeks, and I think they're capable of anything. The defense is really good, and Derrick Henry is a freight train. I think the key to this game, you want to say the key to this game is, right, is keeping Patrick Mahomes off the field.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they used to say about Peyton Manning. The problem with Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs is they can score so fast, as we saw against the Houston Texans. They can score so fast that I'm not even sure playing keep away does what you want it to do.
Yeah.
You know.
I wonder.
That's the best hope for the Tennessee Titans.
But I think you're right, Judy. You look at this matchup, and I know it's funny. You go back to their regular season meeting, and it ends up being 35-32, Tennessee. And I wouldn't expect to see that. I'm with you. I think you have such an explosive offense. You have Mahomes, who had a huge day against Tennessee in that loss. And as you said, look at the Tennessee defense, what they did to New England, what they did to Baltimore, and I'm just wondering, what's the magic number? How effective can they be in trying to keep Kansas City's offense in check? Because if it gets to the 30s, even though Tennessee did it this season, could they actually do that again and outscore Kansas City's offense?
I keep going back to Bill O'Brien saying after the loss that they thought the Texans were going to have to score 50 to have a chance to beat the Chiefs. And as it turned out, that wouldn't have been enough. But, can the Tennessee Titans score 50? Like, that's a reach for that offense. Their best bet is obviously try to slow the game down, take the air out of the ball, just run, and bleed the clock, and try to keep them off the field as much as you can. That game that they won was quirky. First of all, Mahomes was just coming back from the knee injury, so they were not going downfield that much. They were going sort of the quick passes so that the pass rush couldn't get to them. There were a lot of weird plays that broke for the Tennessee Titans. There was a blocked field goal. They returned a fumble for a touchdown. So things broke their way, and I think to win, they will probably need another thing like that to happen. They will need strange stuff to go their way because the way the Chiefs offense looked last week, I don't know if there's anybody that can stop them completely.
On paper, that looks to be the more competitive game. And I think you'd also say that based on that regular season game was close. Green Bay's regular season game in San Francisco was not. What are your expectations about the Packers-Niners matchup?
Well, maybe this is going to come back to haunt me saying this. I mean, I expect that to be a closer game than the regular season game, right? First of all, I thought the Packers looked much better last week than they have recently, right? The offense looked like it had some rhythm. You saw Rodgers and Davante Adams they were clicking, right? They were clearly working together. Those two third down passes late in the game from Aaron Rodgers, that one to Davante Adams down the sideline, that was just perfect. Like, those were throwback Aaron Rodgers passes. That, to me, was sort of like Aaron Rodgers throwing up his hands and being like, hey, don't forget about me. Like, I'm still Aaron Rodgers over here. And even though their offense is more geared now toward the run, they would prefer to run the ball as much as they can. Like, that, to me, showed they still have Aaron Rodgers, and that's a pretty good thing to have in your back pocket in a playoff game. I think everything favors the Niners, who have also been incredibly impressive. An incredible defense. The key is obviously going to be, can Rodgers get the ball out before that pass rush gets to him? I'd be shocked if it's a blowout the way we saw it in the regular season.
But you know what you think? Like, you look at this, look at the Niners, right? And they sure do look like they are the best team in the NFC. They blew out Green Bay. They won in New Orleans in a shootout. They split with Seattle. And the game with you watch that defensive line, and I'm not sure how Green Bay keeps those guys off of Aaron Rodgers.
Right. I mean, and that's been a problem for a while, right, protecting Aaron Rodgers. And now you're going against this defensive line that's basically all first-round picks. I mean, that's how good they are. I agree. San Francisco, to me, is also battle-hardened, right? I mean, they had that ridiculous stretch of a schedule where they were on the road in these huge games against the top NFC teams. And so, to me, that has to give them confidence that, like, there's nothing you can throw at them that's going to throw them off kilter. And then they played so well last week at home in the playoff game. So, I think everything favors the Niners, but I just can't imagine that, Aaron Rodgers is going to get his doors blown off twice in one season by one team.
One final thing for you. It has nothing to do with the playoffs. Your offseason typically includes covering the owners' meetings. What are the chances at some point in one of these offseason meetings they dump the pass interference challenge / review? Or would they go in the other direction and add to it?
Yeah. I don't know if they'll dump it, and I don't know if they'll add to it. I think there will be tweaks to officiating in general. I think certainly they're going to look at that rule specifically. But I think they're going to look I've been told they are going to look top-down at officiating. Do they have enough people in the command center dealing with replay? Is it just too much for one person to handle? And they will look at that pass interference rule. And the thing that concerned them about the pass interference rule, I think, was the lack of consistency in how it was officiated, right? Like, early in the season, if you challenged, there was no way you were going to win. Nothing ever got overturned. Then all of a sudden, late in the season, in like the final month, stuff started getting overturned. And that is what makes coaches nervous, and it's what makes the officiating department nervous, is They want consistency. Whatever it's going to be, it has to be that way from start to finish. And so that's, I think, something that they will address.
You can follow Judy on Twitter, at Judy Batista, and see her on NFL Network. Read her work at NFL.com. Watch her on NFL Network, and they will have their game day morning show Sunday to get you ready for the two conference title games beginning at 9 o'clock in the morning. Judy, thanks for your time with us on the show, and enjoy the games on Sunday.
My pleasure, guys. Enjoy the game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.